Is filmed before a studio audience.
You finish dusting, Laverne. I'll take care of the laundry.
Look at this. Your cardigan sweater in with the dry cleaning. We can wash that and save 29 cents.
And can't we even take a rest?
No. I want to get all this done before we go to the theater tonight.
We're not going to the theater. I'm gonna go see the Harlem Globetrotters.
There's a singer at halftime.
Come on, I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, you finish the dusting. I'm going to go into the bedroom and scrape those bugs out of the light fixtures.
Who is it?
Jiffy Cleaners.
Oh. Boy, am I glad to see you. Oh, you got my spot out. Great.
Jiffy Cleaners.
Right, how much?
Jiffy Cleaners.
Nice day.
Jiffy Cleaners.
Right. You don't speak English, huh? Okay. Move there. Let me do this. $3.10. I left my money in the bedroom. I'll have to get it. You wait. You vape. Vape here. Do you know that Elvis Presley was madly in love with me?
Jiffy Cleaners.
I love it. I can say anything. What's the matter? You look a little pale. You all right?
Jiffy Cleaners.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. Wait, right here.
Laverne, your side of the room is disgusting. It's a pigsty. Look here under your bed. Dust balls the size of peaches.
All right, I'll take care of it. You go pay for the cleaning.
How much is it?
$3.10.
$3.10?
You're wrong again, Cheryl.
What?
These are peaches.
Oh. Great. She's got peaches under her bed. Probably find her slippers in the refrigerator.
Hello. Lose something under the couch? I say, did you lose something under the couch?
Woohoo!
You all right?
Ah, I get it. Lenny and Squiggy. Laverne! Lenny and Squiggy left a little practical joke on our floor.
Oh, those dorks.
All right, you can get up now. Caught ya! Lenny! Squiggy! Joke's over! Come on!
Good, you're still alive. Stay that way. Hello, operator?
Joke's on
yeah,
you!
Send an ambulance.
Your idiot
cronies
took off without
you. Yeah, it's an emergency.
Why'd you call an ambulance?
This ain't no joke. This is the guy from the cleaners.
No joke?
Huh.
What's he doing lying on our floor?
Maybe he fainted.
Maybe he fainted? You mean he could be dead?
No.
I don't like death.
No, he's not dead.
Not dead?
No.
Not dead, or good. Then let's not panic. Let's call the undertaker.
You mean the ambulance? I already did.
did that.
Ambulance, you already did that. Good. Well, then, we've done everything humanly possible to help him.
Yeah.
Don't just stand there! Do something! I don't want you to get in trouble! Oh, you're going to have it! Oh!
All right. All right. We'll be very calm about this. Let's elevate his feet.
Calm. Calm.
Take up his feet.
Going up here.
Good.
What next? Calm.
Loosen his collar.
Loosen his collar. Calm. Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
What next?
Loosen his belt.
Why me?
Right, then choose. I don't care.
My mother and your mother were hanging out the clothes. My mother gave your mother a sock in the nose. What color was the blood?
Red.
R-E-D. Why do I always lose at this?
It's not too hard to figure out.
What if I said
it's
green?
The same exact R-E-D thing. All right.
What next?
Oh, I don't know. Ah! Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Great.
You do it.
Look,
Charlie!
Come on, I did everything else. It's your turn.
All right. Loretta Young would do as much.
Make sure his neck's
I've got his neck. I've got his
neck. Okay, open his mouth.
I've got his mouth.
Okay, make sure his tongue's flat.
How do I do that?
With your finger. Make sure it's flat.
I've been cleaning with this finger.
You never know. Just put it in there. You feel this? Is it fun?
He is blowing in my ear.
Hold his nose. I don't know what you're doing. You don't know nothing. I'm gonna go get my father. He's up at Mrs. Bleeder House's. Your father knows how to do this? What do you think he's doing up there?
I want you to know that you are a very lucky man. It's not anybody I would do this for.
My father will be right down. He just had to put his shoes on.
Hey, Laverne, I'm passing out. Lift me.
You big dope, get up. You get them out of here? Guys, go outside and flag down the ambulance.
Ambulance?
Outside, I'll freeze my hair off.
Hey, will you call us if he dies?
Yeah, get out, get out. How's he doing?
Was ist los?
I puffed a man back to life.
Wer ist diese Fraulein? Warum macht sie das in meinem Mund?
He's delirious. He thinks he's a German.
Oh, no, no. I forgot to tell you. He doesn't speak no English.
Oh,
let's get him up on the couch.
Get up.
We're going up on the couch.
Upsy, we go.
Upsy, Daisy.
Ah, there you go.
Home.
You okay?
I'll get you a glass of water. Tell him that.
Water.
Where is it? Is this him?
Of course it's him. He's the only him here. What happened to him? Why is his belt unbuckled?
Why I did that?
Why you? Always you. Why?
Well, Shirley breathed in his mouth.
Well, bring him out. That's good.
Why is that good?
Mouth is good. Belts is no good. Yeah, let me see what kind of tongue you got. Maybe it's a little tough in the tongue. Stick your tongue out. Ah, the tongue. Ah, ah. Ah.
Ah.
Where'd you find this nut?
I told you, he came with the cleaning.
He doesn't understand English. We think he's German.
Oh, guten Tag.
Nein, es ist nicht gut.
Oh, ask him what's wrong with him.
I speak GI German. Only the girls know.
Emergency!
Is the ambulance here?
I'm getting to that. We see you coming down the street, and Squiggy starts jumping up and down, starts waving his arms all over the place, and starts yelling. So they grabbed him.
Why didn't he say something?
He did. He said, ah! And they tied him up and they hauled him away.
Well, why didn't you do something?
I started to, Laverne, but they started coming after me. I had to run in here.
Believe it never happened.
Oh, no, they got mad doctors there. They got crazy doctors. They're going to cut him.
Oh,
that feels good.
Hold on! Tell you what we're going to do. Zits. I'll go with this nut to find out what happened to the other nut. You two, watch over him. Make sure he's okay, all right?
No, wait a minute. He doesn't understand English. We don't speak German.
I'll send over Hildy, the German waitress.
Was ist los? Du bist nicht so gut. Haben Sie keinen Freund?
Sie verstehen Deutsch.
Jawohl, ich bin eine deutsche Freundin.
Ah, ja, ich bin Erich.
Erich.
Ja, sind drei Tage, habe ich
drei
gar nicht
Tage?
Gegessen.
Oh, oh, I can tell that this is going to be a story like Queen for a Day.
No, don't start. I can see it coming now. You're going to get all carried away trying to help.
I'm not going to get all carried away trying to help.
Well, I'm telling you now, I'm not taking him with us to see the Globetrotters.
I got his story. His name is Eric.
We got that.
And he just arrived from Germany. Oh. Girl, some crook sold him a farm in the middle of Lake Michigan. So he had to go to work for Jiffy's. He's flat broke. And he's living in the back of a cleaner's. Das ist alles sehr gut. Freundin. He's not sick, just hungry. Food, grub, he needs eats.
Oh.
Woo! I gotta go, girl. Your father gonna break my kneecaps off and I'll get back.
Okay, thanks. Thanks,
you. Auf Wiedersehen, sugar pie.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye. He bought a farm in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Hello. It's Jiffy Cleaners.
Jiffy.
Hello. Oh, it's Mr. Coletti.
Mr. Coletti.
Yes, he is here. He's passed out on our floor. Yes, I am. Oh, I see. Yes, but you don't seem to understand. He was very hungry and you don't need to scream, Mr. Coletti. I can hear you. Goodbye. He's been ired, Faye, from his objet.
Eric?
Yeah?
You got no job.
Das ist gut, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Not good. Augustine. Does anyone know Old Tannenbaum?
I know Old Tannenbaum.
Now, you girls gonna sing all day, or you gonna tell this guy that he ain't got no job?
Old Tannenbaum.
Come on, get it over with, tell him.
Go ahead.
Eric?
Yeah?
Eric?
Shirley?
Eric,
Shirley,
Laverne.
Come on.
Will you forget the introduction? Just tell him.
Eric, how am I going to tell him he's been fired? What a horrible...
Ich bin fired?
He understood you, Cheryl.
Oh, he understood the word fired.
Probably learned it from experience. Look how sad he looks.
Seeing Eric like that makes me wonder how many other pitiful souls are roaming the earth.
I escaped!
There was no need to escape.
Yeah, my father and Lenny went to get you out. couldn't wait. I heard somebody talking about electrical shock treatments. So I decided to make myself scarce.
Oh, there you are. What are you running for, dummy?
Don't call me dummy. I heard enough of that from doctors who should know. Give me those things, will you?
Here's your pants, Einstein.
What are you doing with... What's he doing with the sauerkraut?
Got me. He's taking it so he'll have something to eat later on.
Jetzt muss ich gehen. Danke schön.
Yes.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Well, glad we could help, Eric. I mean, something will come up soon, and you would have hated that job anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your little hattie. Yeah, put it on. Put your little hattie on. Yeah. Bundle up. It's cold. Well, goodbye. Good luck.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Gesundheit.
No. No, we can't go. We can't let him go. I mean, we've got to help him. He's got no job. You can't send a man out into the world with nothing but a bag of sauerkraut.
Don't I know it?
Giving Eric this money would be our way of saying, welcome to America. Have a nice time.
Gee, I'd love to give something, sure, but oh, nuts, I'm flat broke.
Same here. I got the same problem.
I heard that one. I'm not lying,
Carmine. There's nothing but lint in here.
If I loan you the money, will you contribute?
That sounds fair.
Now me in, yeah. You kidding?
All right. Yes, of course.
All right. Here's mine. All right. And here's a dollar for Squiggy. Dollar for Lenny.
Make mine $2.
That's very generous of you, Leonard.
The least I can do.
$2 for Lenny. All right, Carmine, it's your turn.
This is all I got right now, so...
Oh, well, every little bit helps. All right, Bernie? No. What? What do you mean, no?
Well, I just don't think it's right. I mean, what are you going to say? Here you go, poor person, here's $6, live it up?
Well, what do you say we do?
Well, I don't know.
Laverne, I'm so surprised at you. This is a side of you I've never seen before.
This is not going to help him.
Well, what is?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. We gave, you gave. That's the law of the jungle.
That's right. Laverne, we're all doing a very good thing here.
I just don't think it's right. You giving... It's just... You're just trying to make yourselves feel better.
Oh, no, Laverne.
What a lousy thing to say. Yes. The only reason you don't want to give is so you can go to the game tonight and stuff your face full of snow cones and hot dogs and peanuts. That's right. With your money.
I'll tell you why she don't want to give. Because she's a cheapola.
Well,
pay
the
back.
Hold on.
Don't be such a
cheapola. You can give...
What's a boo-boo face for? This is for you, from us. It's for you. You.
Nein. Ich kann das nicht tun.
You won't take it. What is this he's saying here? What are you saying?
I know German. Let me see. I know no German. All right. Eric, from our hearts, we want to...
Oh, hi, Laverne. Where you been? Out kicking immigrants?
A note for Eric.
You know I can't read English. What's the matter with you?
It's written in German. I had Hildy write it.
Oh, pardon me.
Pizza bowl! Pizza bowl! Danke, danke!
Achtung!
You sure excited about the pizza bowl?
Yeah, I didn't yell half that loud, and they put me in a rubber room.
What does he mean, pizza bowl, pizza bowl? I don't read German.
I got him a job there. He's the new busboy.
Hey, great, good. We'll show him where the pizza bowl is. Come on, Eric.
Here we go.
Hold on to that.
We can teach him how to bowl. How are you going to teach him how to bowl? The pins are in English.
I got to walk to the corner with these guys. I hope nobody sees me.
Ich kann sich nicht genug bedankt. Sie sind wunderbar. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, your line is your Christmas tree.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
You got Eric a job at the pizza bowl? How very wonderful of you.
Oh, it was nothing. Any cheap bowler would have done the same thing.
Better get ready to see the Globetrotters.
Yeah. I better.
Why do you always do this to me?
What, I made you call me Chipola?
I hate it when you're kind and warm and I'm not ready for it. It drives me nuts.
I was warm?
Yes, you were warm. Well, why couldn't you be warm when I wanted you to be warm?
I couldn't do what you wanted to. I mean, don't you remember our seventh grade field trip to the Pfister Museum?
What do whale bones have to do with anything?
Now, don't you remember that snooty lady when she saw my torn shoes? She said, "Ooh, what a poor little girl," then handed me 50 cents. Well, that really hurt my feelings, Cheryl. I was real embarrassed. I just remember going behind the brontosaurus and crying.
Now I see. What a noble thing you've done, Laverne. Instead of giving Eric charity, you gave him a reason to get up in the morning. You gave him a job.
Yeah.
You gave him his dignity.
Dignity.
Pride.
Pride.
Self-esteem.
Steam.
Why couldn't I do that? I wanted to be the one to do that, and you did it. All I did was mess everything up.
Oh, no, you didn't mess nothing
yes,
up.
Yes, I did.
No, you
I
didn't.
Messed everything
Look, if it
up.
Wasn't for you wanting to help him so much, I would have let him go out in the world with just a bag of sauerkraut.
I get so confused sometimes. Laverne?
Hmm?
Am I a nice person?
Oh, sure you're a nice person. Not as nice as me, but...
Why not?
No, I was kidding. Of course you're a nice person. You're a nice person. I'm a nice person. My father's a nice person.
Yes, he is a nice person. To give Eric that job, boy, what an old sweetheart he is.
Yeah, but he made me promise to eat at his house twice a week for the rest of my life.
Well, eating at your father's house can be very nice.
Good, I'm glad you said that, because I promised him you'd come too.
What?
First in the bathroom.
Laverne! Laverne! You know I don't like to go to your father's house for dinner. He laughs at the way I eat spaghetti.
Do me too. They make me laugh. Oh. I got it.
I've got it.
No, you gave it to me.
I've got it.
I have it
all
here.
All right. Toss it up.